know, the fact that you went into management but also became a mother really set up those two identities for you, probably quite lucky, because I think a lot of people get caught in the environment where it gets very difficult the older you get if you hadn't.
Yeah, but I think when you're in your 20s, and I was 25 having my first child, you kind of don't know any different. You just get on with it. You haven't really established a lifestyle as such. That's my interpretation of it anyway, that you just do what needs to be done. There weren't many women who were mothers in jobs like that at the time. There wasn't much understanding or much support for it. And some of the guys I work with to this day will slag me and say, like, we were at, you know, a 7 a.m. news conference, and I'd go, sorry, just give me 1 second, guys. And I'd be in the phone going, the green socks are in the bottom drawer on the left, because a child was getting dressed for school or whatever it was. In the beginning, I did find that quite intimidating. I remember at one stage being pregnant, I have 3 children, being pregnant and being at a meeting and realising that I was the only woman in a room of maybe 20 men and needing to use the bathroom and feeling embarrassed to kind of get up from a boardroom table and go to the bathroom. I mean, I got over that, I can tell you, you know, over the years. And I think I almost went the other extreme. I made it very clear that I thought it was perfectly legitimate for me to take 2 hours off and get my hair done if the guys were taking a couple of hours off to play a game of golf or whatever equivalent. And it wasn't adversarial. It was just that I suppose I developed more confidence as time went on. And it was never that they were being difficult about it. It was my sense of being, I suppose, the only one.